Well, first of all, I'm going to seek clarification from Sligo County Council regarding it. I know that Sligo County Council has done great work in putting in together an action delivery plan from 2022 to 2026, and it'll see us using ground that we have in areas in Colooney, Grange, Ballymote, Ballintore, Kearney. At the moment, there's 25 houses being built there. So it's important that we know exactly that we are going to be included in some level of funding. I know that some work has been done in Grange and Colooney where we have boarded up the sites and got them ready for the next phase. So I'm hoping that we will be included, because another thing that we're losing out here in Sligo and also in many parts of the Northwest is that we are not allowed to build affordable houses on any of our sites as well where we have the council owns land. So that's a concern as well. And as I says, this government has failed already on social housing, and we've seen that last year with their figures and that. So as I says, I will be looking for clarification today of Sligo County Council to see exactly what this means to Sligo and what we need to be doing as councillors to highlight our concerns regarding this, because there is no more than across every part of the country, there is a list, housing list there that we need to make sure that we can get people into houses, and social housing, affordable houses badly needed in Sligo.
It would be inconceivable, wouldn't it, Councillor Healy, that this multi-million euro announcement by the government this morning would exclude the likes of Sligo and Leitrim. We see Donegal and Mayo mentioned in various other counties and urban areas right across the country. It is peculiar that the two, Leitrim and Sligo, were seemingly omitted.
Well, listen, it wouldn't be the first time that Sligo and Leitrim were left behind, no more than Donegal or Mayo and other areas. So nothing would surprise me. But the most important thing here is that we have local representatives that's in the Dáil and in the council, and we need to be raising this issue. And we need to make sure that we get our fair share of funding for the people that we serve.